Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our September 8th, 2025 Rules Committee meeting. I am your chair, Supervisor Shimon Walton. I'm joined by President Raphael Mandelman, and today we have Supervisor Matt Dorsey with us this morning. Our clerk is Victor Young, and I want to say thank you to Jamie Echeverry for making sure that today's meeting is advertised on SFGov TV so that the public can participate in this meeting as well. Mr. Clerk, do you have any announcements?
Yes, public comment will be taken on each item on this agenda when your item of interest comes up and public comment is called. Please line up to speak on your right. Alternatively, you may submit public comment in writing in either of the following ways. Email them to myself, the Rules Committee Clerk at victor.young@sfgov.org. If you submit public comment via email, it will also be included as part of the file. You may also send your written comments via U.S. mail to our office in City Hall, 1 Dr. Carlton B. Goodlett Place, room 244, San Francisco, California, 94102. Please make sure to silence all cell phones and electronic devices. The documents to be included as part of the file should be submitted. Items acted upon today are expected to appear on the Board of Supervisors' agenda of September 16th, unless otherwise stated. That completes my initial announcements.
Thank you so much, Mr. Clerk, and I'd like to make a motion to excuse Supervisor Cheryl, and obviously Supervisor Dorsey will be sitting in for him this morning.
Yes, on the motion to excuse Supervisor Cheryl, Member Dorsey.
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. The motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Mr. Clerk, please call item number one.
Item number one is a motion approving or rejecting the mayor's nomination for the appointment of Jordan Wilson to the Entertainment Commission for a term ending July 1st, 2029.
Thank you so much, and I believe Mr. Wilson is here, and welcome this morning, and please provide us with a statement and about why you want to serve in this role.
Sounds great. Ready? Supervisors Mandelman, Supervisor Dorsey, Chair Walton, thank you for the opportunity to speak today. It is a privilege to be considered for the Entertainment Commission. I also want to thank the mayor and his staff for the nomination and all the civil servants who worked tirelessly to push San Francisco forward. As someone born and raised here, educated in our public schools, and supported by public programs, I've always felt called to give back to the city that shaped me. From working on police and community relations as a college student under Mayor Lee, to helping advance the city's recovery in the mayor's office, to serving my community through educational board leadership and coaching, I've consistently sought to deliver the best outcomes for San Francisco. I have worked within the city's bureaucracy, and I've also helped others navigate those same systems. Throughout my life, I've experienced San Francisco's rich entertainment industry, arts, and small businesses, and I've valued the connections with the people behind them. I want the city to remain the greatest place for everyone who calls it home, and that requires planning not just for today, but the long term. I recently left civil service to join Bay FC, and I'm proud to advance women's sports in the Bay Area. At the same time, I feel called to continue to serve the city, which is why I'm so excited to be speaking in front of you today. I'm eager to support the recovery of our downtown, and I'm equally committed to all the neighborhoods and corridors that make San Francisco unique. From the Where the Wild Things Are exhibit at the Metreon, to watching snowboarders take over Pacific Heights as a child, San Francisco has always shown me how entertainment brings people together. I want to ensure that these opportunities exist for children, seniors, families, people with disabilities, and residents in every neighborhood, not just young professionals, though they are just as important. San Francisco has always evolved to meet the moment. My mother's family came here in the 1800s, my father's during the Great Migration, and I've lived through the tech evolution. Each wave has brought change, but our city's beauty lies in its ability to adapt and remain open to new people and ideas, no more greater than our small businesses and entertainment sector. I'm excited to support our immediate needs and long-term prosperity, and I'd be honored to bring my experience, passion, and lifelong commitment to the city, to this commission. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Supervisor Dorsey.
Thank you, Chair Walton, and I just wanted to not miss the opportunity to just say how much I think of Jordan, that we were colleagues for a time, but I know that his commitment to our city is genuine, and I really appreciate that he is going to work for Bay FC, which is one among the sports teams that I represent. Now has a place on Treasure Island. Hopefully, we'll see where the stadium ends up. But I really appreciate, I'm always appreciative of people who want to give back to the city, but in this case, I know that the level of talent you bring, so I really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Dorsey. And Mr. Wilson, I do have one question. You mentioned sports and entertainment. Any ideas on how to get the Niners back?
Oh, I wish. I mean, you know, we passed that bond to build that stadium, and, you know, I always say it's the curse of Candlestick. We're not going to win a championship until we get them back. So I hope that's not the case, I really hope they're back. But I would love for them to be back in San Francisco.
Thank you so much. Seeing no other questions, Mr. Clerk, we will go to public comment on this item.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any members of the public who wish to speak on this?
Good morning. My name is Danielle Adams, and I am the Executive Director for San Francisco Achievers. I am here in support of Jordan, who is actually a former alumni of our program in which we support African-American young men in San Francisco. Not only is he an alumni, he is actually a current board member as well as a mentor to young men that come through our program. Jordan has been an exemplary just connection, just not just for San Francisco Achievers, but also connecting us to resources here in City Hall, which has actually helped expand our program and the support that we provide for young men. In addition to that, he's also provided opportunities of employment for young men to come and work in City Hall and have internship placement. So through this support, SFA has been able to outreach and be able to support over 2,500 young men in San Francisco, with Jordan being one. And so I just stand here in support of not just myself, but also San Francisco Achievers and the young men that we represent in the community.
Hello, hello. I'm Rodney Earl Jackson, Jr., co-founder, artistic director of the San Francisco Bay Area Theater Company, or SFBACO. We have a mission to build community through arts and create space for diverse stories and humans in San Francisco. Currently working on a show called The Day the Sky Turned Orange, about that fateful day 5 years ago. Again, highlighting the importance of San Francisco narratives and stories. But really, I'm here to speak on my dear friend, Mr. Jordan Wilson. This young man, I've known him for years, and what stands out most about him is his deep love for this city, its neighborhoods, its communities, its culture. And what's very, very important is that he understands that San Francisco's entertainment scene should be a place where all artists from every background can thrive. I first met him when his family, his sister, his parents invited me into their tradition called their holiday potluck parties. And this became a tradition for me because I had places to go, but not a lot of different diverse communities in San Francisco. So it was incredible to be brought in by his family. And I can see that what his parents instilled in him is what he is going to continue to provide for this incredible city. I believe Jordan will be not only give dedication and fairness to the Entertainment Commission, but also a commitment to equitable policies that keep San Francisco vibrant and inclusive. And I can't think of a better person to serve in this role. I urge you all to confirm his appointment. Thank you very much.
Good morning. I'm Bevan Dufty. It's wonderful to be here with you. And I've known Jordan for over 5 years and had the opportunity to work with him. As Supervisor Dorsey said, he's an exceptional young man. We need more young people. We need more Black people in positions in the city and influencing policy. And I think that the Entertainment Commission is a great place for him to be. I think he can do a lot to help bring San Francisco back in that regard. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Supervisor Dufty.
Are there any other members of the public who wish to make comment? Please approach the podium.
And if you would like to make public comment, please line up next to the podium, to the right side of the podium, to my left.
Hi, my name is Max. I have known Jordan for quite a long time. My family was close with his family growing up. And I actually just recently opened a restaurant here in San Francisco, and so I think being in, not directly in the nightlife scene in that sense, because we are just a dinner restaurant, but just being a part of the community of small businesses that are nightlife adjacent, Jordan would be an excellent person, in my personal opinion, to be in this position. I think he is a part of the community, is from here, understands what we need and what we are looking for as the city is looking to grow and also rebuild a nightlife scene that I think has seen some challenges since COVID, honestly. And I think I know he would be a great listener and a great addition to, just helping from our perspective to hear what we need and then to help make actual change in the city in that sense. So would be really thrilled to have Jordan in this position. That's all I got. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any additional members of the public? We would like to make public comment on this matter. There are no additional speakers.
Thank you. Seeing no additional speakers, public comment is now closed. Supervisor Mandelman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a great choice for the Entertainment Commission. I want to thank the mayor for nominating Jordan Wilson and thank him for his willingness to serve. And this is an easy appointment to support.
Thank you, Mr. President. And seeing no one else on the roster, I'd like to make a motion to strike rejecting and replace it with approve and move item number one forward to the full board.
On that motion, Member Dorsey.
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Congratulations. Mr. Clerk, please call item number two.
Item number two is a motion approving and rejecting the mayor's nomination for the reappointment of Bianca Newman to the Building Inspection Commission term ending July 1st, 2027.
Thank you. Commissioner Newman is here. Please tell us why you want to continue to serve.
Sure. Good morning. I'll aim to keep my remarks fairly short. As you know, my name is Bianca Newman, and I've been a lifelong San Franciscan. I have had the pleasure of serving on the Building Inspection Commission for the last 4 years. A little bit about my background. I've worked in affordable housing for over 20 years. And I bring that to my work on the commission. We're really have worked to ensure that the Department of Building Inspection is more ethical, transparent, and efficient during my tenure on the board. And I think I bring a unique perspective to the board or to the commission as a housing developer and as someone who has oversaw billion-dollar budgets for housing for the city of New York. That combination of practical development experience and public finance expertise really helps me see issues from multiple angles. And I would be honored to continue serving on this commission. I thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, Commissioner. I don't see anyone on the roster. Mr. Clerk, let's go to public comment on this item.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this matter should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any members of the public who would like to provide comment on this matter? There are no speakers.
Thank you, seeing no speakers. Public comment is now closed. And colleagues, I'd like to make a motion to strike rejecting and replace it with approve and move this item to the full board with recommendation.
Yes, on that motion, Member Dorsey.
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Congratulations and thank you. Mr. Clerk, would you please call items 3 and 4 together?
Yes, item number 3 is a motion approving directing President Rafael Mandelman's nomination for the appointment of Antonio Tolentino to the San Francisco Downtown Revitalization and Economic Recovery Financing District Board of Directors, term ending July 22, 2027. Item number 4 is a motion approving rejecting President Rafael Mandelman's nomination for the appointment of Kristen Wang to the San Francisco Downtown Revitalization and Economic Recovery Financing District Board of Directors, term ending July 22, 2029.
Thank you. Supervisor Mandelman.
Thank you, Chair Walton. In 2024, Governor Newsom signed AB 2488 into law. That legislation allowed San Francisco to create a downtown revitalization economic recovery financing district, wherein property tax increment generated by commercial to residential conversion projects could be reinvested in those projects for up to 30 years as a financial incentive. The district covers a portion of downtown San Francisco, including the Market Street corridor from the waterfront to Civic Center, the Financial District, Union Square, and the East Cut, Rincon Hill, and Yerba Buena neighborhoods south of Market. In June, the Board of Supervisors passed legislation to establish both the district and the governing board to oversee its work. The board has 5 seats plus 1 alternate. 3 of the seats are filled by district supervisors, and 2 may be members of the public. In July, I appointed the supervisors representing this area, that is Supervisors Dorsey, Mahmoud, and Sauter. Supervisor Cheryl has agreed to serve as the alternate. And then today, I have 2 appointments for the public seats. Kristen Wang has been involved in San Francisco planning since 2000. She currently serves as principal with Community Planning Collaborative, an equity-focused housing group in Berkeley. Anyone in SPURS membership may remember her from her work as their community planning policy director. Her deep planning background and focus on housing will bring valuable expertise to this board. Antonio Tolentino has spent the past 15 years working across the philanthropic, nonprofit, and government sectors, focusing on economic development. He currently serves as vice president of JP Morgan Chase's Global Philanthropy, where he's led initiatives supporting the revitalization of downtown San Francisco. He knows the city well, and he knows the work even better, and I am confident that both of these folks will be great assets on the board, and I think they're both here to talk to us, and we also have staff from OEWD if members of the committee have any questions.
Thank you, President Mandelman, and we would love to hear from the candidates, so we will call you up in order of how you appear on the agenda. Let's hear from Mr. Tolentino.
Thank you, supervisors. My name is Tony Tolentino, and I would like to express my interest in serving on the new San Francisco Downtown Revitalization Economic Recovery Financing District Board of Directors. That's a mouthful. We'll create an acronym for that eventually, I'm sure. As noted, I am a native third-generation San Franciscan with a background in urban planning and economic development in both the public and private sectors. I'm active in the community and currently serve as the vice chair for the Market and Octavia CAC. In my current role at JP Morgan Chase, as was noted, I manage the bank's philanthropic strategy and portfolio for the Bay Area and Northern California. And one of the key initiatives that we've been working on over the past 2 years has been the bank's philanthropic investments in downtown San Francisco, focused on its revitalization. In that capacity, I've had the opportunity to work with many downtown stakeholders, including OEWD, the community benefit districts, the CDCs, and other community-based organizations to help support the long-term recovery of the downtown area. Earlier in my career, I did work for the Lower Manhattan Development Corporation in New York, supporting community and cultural organizations after the 9/11 attacks. I would just want to say I think New York and Lower Manhattan serve as a good model for what downtown San Francisco could be after in terms of its transition from a 9-to-5 office district to more of a 24/7 mixed-use neighborhood with more residential and other uses. On a personal note, I live at 100 Van Ness, right down the street from City Hall here. The building is probably one of the most prominent office to residential conversions here in the city over the last 10 years. So I bring real world experience in terms of what could actually happen here in downtown San Francisco. I'm hoping this new financing district will encourage more projects like 100 Van Ness to bring more residents to downtown San Francisco and help the city address its long-term housing goals. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you. Supervisor Dorsey, did you have any questions or statements? Yeah,
thank you. I just wanted to say acknowledge that Mr. Tolentino is a District 6 resident, and both at your workplace and your residence, and I'm just very impressed with your background and your commitment to the city. So thanks for being part of this work.
Thank you, Supervisor Dorsey. And now we will hear from Kristen Wang.
(Clears Hello, Supervisors. It's very nice to be here. Thank you for the opportunity to be considered for the Downtown Revitalization Financing District Board. My name is Christy Wong. I've lived in San Francisco for over 20 years and commuted downtown daily for 18 of them. I don't now, and I really miss it. I'm currently, as Supervisor Mandelman said, I'm currently a city planning and housing consultant with Community Planning Collaborative, a small consulting group working on primarily working with local government, but not San Francisco, and foundations and nonprofits on housing policy and community engagement. So before I joined my current firm, I was with SPUR for 7 years as the community planning policy director. And in that role, I closely followed all things downtown, all things housing, and community planning in San Francisco, including the development of the Central SoMa Plan, which is part of this district. And I've done a lot of thinking about ground floor businesses and activation in both San Francisco and San Jose. I have a master in city planning and a master of science in real estate development, and I spent over a decade of my career earlier with Bridge Housing, doing affordable housing development. So since leaving SPUR, I've been on the lookout for an opportunity to be more civically engaged in the city, and this feels like a good fit. I have a deep knowledge of San Francisco. I know something about how the way things work here, and I'm always curious to learn more about the things that I don't know. San Francisco is a really special place, and I think in the past that a lot of that has been due to its role as the employment center of the region for many decades. And I think post-pandemic and going forward, it can be a really special place, both as a job center and as well as a place where an even more exciting place for people to live and to spend time. I thank you for considering my application. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have and really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you to supervisors and city staff.
Thank you, Ms. Wong, and I apologize for mispronouncing your last name. Mr. Clerk, we will now go to public comment for items 3 and 4.
Members of the public who wish to speak on this item should land to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any members of the public who would like to speak on this matter?
I'll play public for just a moment. Jacob Bentliff with the Office of Economic and Workforce Development just want to offer our wholehearted support for both of these candidates, and thank you, President Mandelman, for the nominations and for your partnership and leadership on establishing this Downtown Revitalization District. It's a major part of our downtown recovery efforts. We're excited to take this next step and urge your support for these nominations. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jacob. And seeing no other speakers, public comment on this item is now closed. Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to move that we strike rejecting from both items 3 and 4 and forward these motions approving Antonio Tolentino's appointment and Kristen Wong's appointment to the San Francisco Downtown Revitalization and Economic Recovery Financing District Board of Directors as a committee report for consideration on September 9th.
Yes, on the motion to amend, to remove rejecting throughout the legislation, and to recommend it as amended as a committee report. On that motion, Member Dorsey.
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Congratulations. Mr. Clerk, please call item number 5.
Item number 5 is hearing consider appointing one member term ending October 8, 2026 to the Children's and Families First Commission.
Thank you so much. And we have one seat and one candidate. Is Amanda Pyle here? Good morning. Please come up and tell us a little bit about yourself and why you want to serve.
Good morning.
My name is Amanda Pyle. Thank you for this opportunity to share my interest. I'm the Associate Executive Director at Golden Gate Regional Center. We support babies through adults who are eligible for services based on a developmental disability or delay by connecting them to services within our communities, specifically people living in San Francisco, San Mateo, and Marin counties. I've spent the last 8 years working out of our San Francisco office located at 10th and Market. My educational background includes an undergraduate degree in special education, master's in public administration, and master's in diversity leadership. I have 30 years experience working with and supporting individuals with developmental disabilities and their families, including program development, community needs assessment, distribution and management of request for proposal community services development funds, and efforts to increase access to services for underserved communities. I feel that I can bring a unique experience and expertise to the committee supporting San Francisco children and families, including families of children with developmental disabilities. I'm interested in serving on this commission to help further positively impact the children and families we serve who live in San Francisco, helping contribute to the work of the commission. On a personal note, I'm also a member of the Pamunkey Indian Tribe from Virginia and have seen how family members living on our reservation have struggled to access disability services due to lack of knowledge and resources, and specifically struggling with getting their children connected to services. So this perspective will also help aid me in considering ways to support community education and resources. I look forward to serving San Francisco families with others on the commission. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you so much. I don't see any comments from colleagues, so we will go to public comment on this item.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any members of the public who would like to speak on this matter? There are no speakers.
Thank you, seeing no speakers. Public comment is now closed. And I do just want to say not only thank you so much for being willing to serve, but also for your work with GGRC as well, with our communities. And I'd like to make a motion to move this item forward with a positive recommendation.
Yes, one thing. I noticed that the residency waiver will most likely be required on this matter, and this would be seat number 9.
Yes, and please add that to the motion.
Yes. Recommended to seat 9 was residency waiver. On that motion, Member Dorsey.
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Both and I, that motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Congratulations. Mr. Clerk, please call item number 6.
Yes, item number 6 is an ordinance amending the administrative code to create the Union Street Entertainment Zone on Union Street between Goff and Steiner and affirming the Planning Department's determination under the California Environmental Quality Act.
Thank you so much. And I believe we have Mr. Rosas here to make some brief remarks on behalf of Supervisor Sherrill.
Good morning, Chair Walton, Supervisor Dorsey, and Supervisor Mandelman. Thank you for hearing today's item. My name is Lorenzo Rosas. I'm here on behalf of Supervisor Sherrill to talk about this item that specifically pertains to the Union Street Commercial Corridor. In short, this ordinance creates an entertainment zone along Union Street so that bars and restaurants can better benefit from the planned events along the corridor. Since introducing this item, Supervisor Sherrill continued to engage with the Union Street Merchant Association, businesses along the corridor, and neighbors in the community to create a zone that works for best for everybody involved. In response to these conversations, Supervisor Sherrill is respectfully asking for 2 amendments that should be in front of you today, although I have copies if needed to as well. First, Supervisor Sherrill is asking to amend page 3, line 1 through 2 to remove the words in front of storefronts and add the words after Steiner Street to say and abutting both sides of Fillmore Street between Union Street and Greenwich Street. This amendment expands the proposed entertainment zone to include businesses along Fillmore between Union Street and Greenwich Street. These shops are a part of the Union Street Merchant Association and thus should be empowered to be a part of the increased revenue that this ordinance will bring. Second, we're asking to remove subsection B on page 3, lines 7 through 8, which will remove the hard cap on the, of entertainment zone events per calendar year. Supervisor Sherrill will continue to work with the merchant associations to ensure that all entertainment zones are done in close coordination with businesses and residents in the community, as will be detailed in the following management plan. And our office does not want to arbitrarily constrict the number of events that could take advantage of the entertainment zone. Given that the First Amendment is substantive, Supervisor Sherrill is asking that you consider these amendments and continue this item for 1 week to the September 15th Rules Committee hearing. Please let me know if there are any additional questions, and thank you again for hearing this item today.
Thank you so much, Lorenzo. Why don't we go to public comment on this item, Mr. Clerk?
Yes, members of the public wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any members of the public who would like to comment on this matter? There are no speakers.
Thank you. Seeing no speakers, public comment is now closed. President Mandelman.
I would like to make the motion to accept the amendments as proposed.
On the motion to accept the amendments, Member Dorsey.
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Well, tonight that motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion to amend passes.
And then I'd like to move we continue this item until our next meeting.
Thank you. On the motion to continue the matter to as amended to September 15th. Member Dorsey.
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion to continue passes. Mr. Clerk, do we have any other items this morning?
That completes the agenda for today.
Thank you. We are adjourned.